So good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, David.
And welcome everybody back to the Daily Evolver. And you'll notice that we usually do these things in the morning, and we're doing it in the afternoon because of the news. I mean, we wanted to kind of see what was going to happen today, because obviously what can we not talk about but the global financial situation in the United States and all over. But most importantly, like you always point out, and really what we're going to talk about today is this environment of fear, and this fear and the constriction that we feel in ourselves. And we may not be able to tell the banks what to do or to tell S&P what to do, but we certainly have some control over how we feel and look at it. And so this is going to be, I think, a very useful conversation, because I can just say, for one, you know, I walked into work today going, all right, so if this is a continuing downdrop, if we're actually moving into a second recession, then what do we change?
Right.
I mean, because we've got revenue, we've got expenses, we're launching this new course. So fear is obviously rampant.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, there's no saying that we won't go into another recession. And that's in some ways the point. We know this deep in our souls, is that the future is not only unknown, it's like we can't know what's coming. There's a difference between we don't know and we can't know, because when we realize we can't know, we kind of have to drop the whole project of knowing, at least in the way that we think we ought to know, which is that we want to feel that there's some sort of security that is sort of inherent to life. And, you know, it's one of the key principles of the spiritual path, is that death is on your left shoulder. You know, that there actually is chaos, and, you know, surprises are just the nature of life. And so we want to know that deeply, you know, that we're vulnerable human beings, vulnerable human species, all of that good stuff. We want to really feel that and bring that online. And at the same time, realize that we are living in amazing times, and that there is a certain resilience to our system and a certain ability to at least create material wealth and more, actually, that is something that we can take some comfort in. And we, as integralists, we're always looking for just basically a bigger context. So it's not about that the stock market went down 600 points yesterday, which it did, and everybody freaked out, including me. But it came back up today, 424 points or whatever it was, and I feel better. You know, and tomorrow, who knows? But, you know, so this is the day-to-day picture. And we get enmeshed in that, as we should. This is our life. We should be worried about these things. And we also should have a bigger perspective. And the biggest perspective is just simply the perspective of evolution itself, which is so important to the integral vision. And the basic creation story that we have is that 14 billion years ago, there erupted the Big Bang, and time and space began. And it's actually interesting that at this stage of the game, and this is only in the last 20 years that the Big Bang theory has become accepted fact, in terms of scientific fact, the universe is actually in a way knowable. We know the beginning, and we know the story. And we look at this whole trajectory of evolution, and we see that if we put that 14 billion years into a 24-hour clock, life began 3 hours ago. Mammals came online 3 minutes ago in a 24-hour clock. Human beings came online in the last 3 seconds. You have the Beatles came on in the last 3 milliseconds. You know, there's something that is going on here. There's something that's happening in terms of that this time and space and this creation of life and of human insight and, you know, all of the stuff that we can see now as human beings, really for the first time in history, we could see this whole story. That there is a point in there that where we can relax and actually see that by any important measure, or we're living in a world with more calories per person, more kilowatts, longer lifespans, more communication, more travel, more decency, more law, all of the good stuff that is just basically the geyser of human development. So that's a bigger picture, where we see that there's some erotic procreant urge, some loving intelligence. It depends. People have different limits with the kinds of images and words that we can use. but that there's something that is happening that we can relax and take heart in and take faith in. And so we look at the headlines on any given day with that kind of perspective and realize that, particularly in our time, we're living in a world where there's a certain level of survival that is pretty well guaranteed, particularly in the developed world. Now, that is new in human history, that people had, you know, calories and that they would be taken care of medically and live indoors and live decent lives without bugs and, you know, all of that good stuff, that we can take that for granted now.
So then you've got the meta, and certainly that is something that we talk about each week.
Right.
And as part of the whole Daily Evolver perspective, I find it comforting as we continue to do this work and as we are inspired by Ken. I mean, this is what we love about Integral. Same time, even within a company like Integral Life, that if we didn't exist tomorrow, is my life going to end? Well, no,
right.
It's not. But there are some things that, given this news and given the uncertainty and also given the fear that's out in the world, that you kind of go, there may be some things that we want to take a look at. So are we about ready to accumulate a whole new pile of debt? Is that a good thing to do when things are but this chaotic, right?
Where
you just don't.
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Saltzman and David Dryden. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link above the audio player.